Blog Talk Radio.
Gracious, a wonderful, matchless name. How's everybody doing this wonderful Sunday evening right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes? Hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Evangelist Globy Pope, right here with my co-host, Minister Derek Tuggle, on the air, on the air. What is going on, Minister D?
What's going on, people? What's going on? Happy Sunday to you. Hope everybody's joining me. Wonderful hot Sunday evening, and I say hot. When I say hot, dog on it, I mean hot. How you doing, Globy? What's going on?
Y'all pray for Mr. D. His AC though went out. He having a problem. It's not that bad. Just think about how hot hell is. Oh, well, we don't want
to. Well,
think
I ain't
about
trying to go to hell. No way. So I'm just dealing with how hot it is here. That's all I'm saying.
Minister Candy. Minister Lois Candy burning in the air. What's up?
Amen, amen. I agree with Minister Tuggle. I ain't trying to go to hell. It's hot enough here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm telling you, when you think about just how hot it is right now, you know there is no way you can take it in hell.
I mean, think about it. We can't stand sitting in the heat for 5 minutes. Imagine burning eternally.
Eternally. Ain't no air coming from nowhere. You can't even blow. You can't even fan. You can't do nothing. Ain't no air coming from nowhere. None but.
Yeah, that lets you know there's gonna be some attitudes in hell.
Attitude, boy, it's gonna be fight. You ain't gonna even say nothing to nobody.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? What? It's hot. Leave me alone.
We ain't gonna even say what's gonna be going on. We don't even want to know what's gonna be going on. I don't even want to vision what's gonna be going on down there.
Yeah, that's
I tell
all.
Y'all, I ain't going nowhere near it.
We ain't got nothing to talk about. We ain't got nothing. It's hot. Look, just hot and uncomfortable.
There you go.
Hell,
there you go.
Hell rage. Hell rage.
Look, that's your new meaning to the term. You're talking about raising hell.
Raising. Boy, you think you're raising it. You started going deeper into the abyss of hell. I tell you, I don't want to vision it, y'all. I'm telling you, you don't even want to vision. If y'all think it's hot out there and you go to Texas and it's like 102 degrees with no air going on, at least they're around a little water. When you're in the middle of Georgia and 100-degree weather with no water on no side.
This is when you know you're hot.
There you go.
You just go sit in your car outside in the driveway. Just go sit out there.
You just let the sweat roll.
Yeah, just go sit outside. Just go outside and sit in the car. cut down.
You cut the air on. Some people ain't got, what about the people that don't have no air? All they can do is just walk, just start walking and hope somebody ride by them on a bicycle and get a breeze.
That means you just okay. Knock on the neighbor, though. Just knock on the neighbor, though. I mean,
y'all see that? Have y'all ever seen the movie Dick and Jane, Jane and Dick or whatever it is?
Yeah.
But they go sit in the grocery store by the freezer section. Keep opening, closing, you know, you keep opening, closing the refrigerator area like you buying something so that the air could just whoosh, come out, you know.
Mercy. Mercy, Lord. That's all I'm saying.
Don't
want to
vision it. Don't want to do it. Oh, I tell y'all, God is good. God is so good. I'm so thankful for air condition. I'm so thankful for the breeze. I'm so thankful. Oh, my goodness. We got a lot to be thankful for. Even for Minnesota, New York, you don't have no AC. You got something blowing. You can find some air somewhere. Even if you go stick your head in your freezer, you got some air. Praise be to God. Thank you, gee. That gave you an idea, huh? Go stick your head in the freezer, huh? You didn't think about that, did you?
Y'all gonna hear some. Y'all gonna sound strange on this end, cause y'all gonna hear the freezer blowing.
Well, I tell you, we gonna pray some independent gospel artists today, thanking God for all the artists that turn their music in and sent their music in to Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we are encouraging those that have not, that have projects that's on their way out into the atmosphere. Send your MP3s into Glorious Gospel Vibes, www.blogtalkradio.com/gloriousgospel-vibes, and we will get it and we will play it. And you can also contact us there and so that we can interview you on live on the air so people can get to know who you are and whose tune they're listening to. So I'm telling you, you can do it. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. You ain't got to pay thousands of dollars. You just gonna have to pay by 500. That's it. I'm just joking.
Amen.
Ha ha ta ta. But back to what we were saying, we want to bring everybody to the forefront, and we'll be glad to do it. Just do like we asked you. Send in your MP3s. We want to hear some new stuff, y'all. We want to hear something new. We want to hear some new voices. I'm telling you, it's out there. Come on and do what you got to do. Do what God told you to do. Before we get started, we're going to say a small prayer, and we're going to go into Be Thou My Vision, just thinking about a vision. Ron James right now here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you, Lord God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what is about to happen in our lives. Lord, we know we're going forward, not backwards. Father, you said in your word, Lord, if we praise you and we lift you up in your name, Lord God, that you would bless us and give us the desires of our hearts. And Lord God, we are so grateful and thankful for what you are about to do in our lives. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast today. Glorious Gospel Bible, thank you for our hosts and our co-hosts, and we just praise you for the listeners out there that's listening in, and we thank you for our stats going off the charts. Ooh. Lord, we just are so grateful for so many things. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We lift up and magnify your name this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I tell you,
excuse me.
Off the chain, y'all.
Hot co-host. It's hot co-host today.
Be thou my vision. Vision ice. LeBron James.
That's what they
Annie Bae. Just don't hit yourself in the face, say you miss Annie Bae.
That's
bad. You know what? I think I got to call him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I better hook up. I got to hook up with him again. That had me in the jazz. That'll put you in the jazz mood on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know what y'all talking about, but holy. Minister D, what we got? What we got?
I don't know if y'all ready for this today. All right. I'm going to title this article, Around the Kids, Man. Around the Kids.
That's what the name of it is. Around the Kids, Man.
Around the Kids. Okay. Colin Sobrowski, 28 years old, and Daniel LaFont, 27 years old, are currently facing drug possession charges after being caught smoking heroin inside a shared bathroom stall in a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in California. Was charged with suspicion of felony possession of a narcotic and two misdemeanors for drug paraphernalia. Also charged for being under influence of a controlled substance. Bail was set at $20,000. His partner and the fall mate was charged with being under the suspicion of under the influence of a controlled substance. Later released and will be required to appear in court on a scheduled date. Around the kids, man.
They don't care.
I don't know what's worse. Around the kids or y'all sharing a bathroom stall together.
Yep. That's what they were doing. Well, they figured they wouldn't be caught. See, most of it, when you're around a lot of kids, first of all, kids making a whole lot of noise. Most of the parents' attention on the children, you know, ain't nobody paying them no attention. They in the bathroom, in one stall, and it shouldn't have been, you know, they figured they could do that.
But two grown men in a bathroom stall, I'm trying not to totally go there, but two grown men in a bathroom
stall. Go ahead, how you been?
It wasn't that bad. Now, you know, if you ever been in a men's bathroom, a stall ain't for so deep. That's all I'm saying. Y'all will squeeze in there together to smoke dope.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Y'all will squeeze in there together.
Yeah. They'll do it. And the bad thing about it, and what if children was in and out of the bathroom, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad. You know, some things people these drugs that they smoking and snorting or whatever they doing these days. See, they're not the kind of drugs. Now, I'm gonna hip you out something. They ain't the kind of drugs that we used to take.
See, I can't relate to that. I never did that. That wasn't my testimony. That was one problem.
This is the Truth Network right here.
See, I'm a firm believer. They like to say, well, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to experience things to learn from it. That's a lie.
But some things we go through, so, you know, God allows us to go through a lot of things and come out because he know that we're strong enough to be able to handle it. First of all, the thing is to be able to help someone else not to go that direction.
Well,
so you could be up and teaching me all day long about don't do drugs, but if you ain't never done it and came out of it and know how to handle it and what you got to do in order to be strong enough to get out of it, then it's a little hard for you to go by, you know, read a book and come telling me that, you know, you can do it. You can get out. I mean, all you got to do is stop.
I didn't have to experience that one.
Have you ever been in the drugs? That's what you would ask the person. And they'll say, well, no, I ain't never did no, but I know you come out because my friend, the Pook in them, they came out. Okay, they had Pook in them ever done, anybody, you know, that told them not to do it, help them get out. You know, you know, when you look at all this kind of different stuff, it's easy for somebody to tell somebody to stop doing something if they never did it and never had to try to do it. Sometimes it's hard to do, especially when you get hooked on some drugs.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, that ain't my testimony. That's one thing I ain't had to deal with. You didn't have to tell me.
Well, that's one of mine. That's one of mine. And I ain't afraid to tell it. I got a test testimony.
Amen.
Tried
Amen.
It, came out of it, didn't get hooked, but I did it. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I was able to have sense enough to pray and ask God to help me to take this from me and come out of it with the victory.
Amen.
So you
got
to really be wanting to do something. You can say you just want to stop all day long, and but you still, the cigarettes, you saying, you go, yo, I'm going to stop. You know, I've been trying to stop. I didn't smoke one yesterday. I was one short yesterday. I ain't smoked with one pack. I didn't even go to the second pack.
Ooh, my Lord.
But if you get to the second pack and you smoke the second pack and you ain't trying to wean yourself off of it, you already got a third pack because you don't want to go to the store on that second pack and got you a pack of cigarettes.
Well,
I know about this. You know, I got some relatives that I'm praying that they would get off these cigarettes. Most of the friends I came up with, I told them the same thing, and they're not here with me today.
You testify too much.
But how you gonna tell? Look, I got a song for this. Sister. How you gonna tell me something when you ain't never been through nothing? You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how my emotions is. I'm right or is I'm wrong?
You ain't.
Y'all tell me. Don't be scared. We on the air. We don't be scared. Tell me.
Medically speaking, you right.
Medically, what you say?
I said, ebonically speaking, you right.
Oh, that's right. Ebonically speaking, how you going to tell me something, but you ain't never been through nothing?
Oh, my.
Mr. Lowe, can you say something about that, though?
Well, I have to agree with Minister Tuggle. I've never did drugs. So that's not one of my testimonies. I've been through a whole lot of stuff.
No, I'm just joking.
You know you're wrong. I'm going to get you on the air. You know you're wrong.
I guess I'm the only drug. The only one that has been delivered from drugs.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't never had no hard drugs. I ain't never did no hard drugs. I ain't no heroin, no methamphetamine, all that kind of stuff. I ain't never done none of that. But weed is a drug. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
So you did the false stuff.
You don't think properly. You don't have a sober mind when you suck down half a pound of weed. So I'm gonna play this song. How you gonna do? How you gonna tell me something? You never missed a man. Help me, Globy Pope.
If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? If you never been through nothing now, are you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me?
Even though there's holes in my shoes, I still have to follow the rules. In and out of houses, you see, there's been no permanent shelter for me. Sometimes I want to just run away, so I call my pastor to pray. He always tells me just to hold on, but I still end up doing wrong.
If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me?
Never got a lot of hugs, but I have had plenty of drugs. I really never was treated fair. I only wanted someone who cared. And when I run to try to find help, they would laugh, who cares how I felt. It really made me look and think twice. Why should I be listening to their advice?
If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me?
Before you open up for your mouth, come and walk a mile in my shoes. For I'm walking on with Christ, and I know
hard, Lord, so I can do my week. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Holy is the Lamb. That's a good one. Lord, every time I hear any way that is put, I don't care what version of give me a clean heart, the old way, the new way, the middle way, it always moves me because we all desire to be clean and made whole and, you know, and be right in our spirit, man. So that is a wonderful
song. That should be our desire. You know, everybody don't want to be clean.
Could you reiterate on that a little more, Minister?
Well, you know, everybody don't want to be, you know, everybody don't want to be clean. They say they do out of their mouth, but their action is not one of those that desire to be clean.
That's
all I'm saying.
This was something else. I was listening on the television the other day, and they were on there talking about how people just don't want to go to church no more. That's just it. You know, ain't no sense of making no excuses of why my clothes dirty. You know, I ain't got nothing to wear. My shoes got a hole in it. Walmart was closed when I went there. All that kind of stuff. When we know Walmart's still for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying. A lot of people got a lot of excuses why they don't want to go to church, but really they just don't want. And they, now they don't care. I ain't got no excuse. I ain't going.
Yeah,
I'm not going. I'm not. You know, you ask them why you don't want to go. I ain't going in there with all the phony people. Oh, so you worry about
well,
the
people. Well, that's an excuse. It's an excuse. You know, like a lot of things. You know, instead of looking at yourself, it's easier to point the thing at the other person.
Right.
So you blame it on other person. Oh, those people ain't right. You ain't either.
They ain't right.
So, you know, I heard one preacher say there's no such thing as a perfect church. If it was a perfect church, it was perfect until you got there.
Okay. Boy, I'm telling you, they got some excuses, but damn it, they don't feel like they used to have some excuses, but now they don't have any. They just not going.
They're all counterfeit.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Minister Lowe?
They're all counterfeit. That's what I call them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Counterfeit.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't want to read the word no more because a man wrote the Bible. I mean, they come with all kind of stuff now. They just, the spirit of worship and praise and exalting and all the things that God has asked us to do just to please him because he does it for us every day we wake up and breathe.
Right.
They don't want to do.
No, they don't.
Because they just assume that they're going to get that anyway.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because of how our merciful Father is. I was listening the other day to a man was on television. He said that the question was, well, where do you think you came from if you don't believe in God or none of that? He said, we just came. It just happened.
Well, you know,
you just,
I'm still going back and forth with some of these people on that we evolved from apes.
Oh, evolution. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. My question was, if we evolved from
apes, they used to, they don't believe that no more now because, you know,
if we evolved from apes, then why they still here? If we evolved from apes, why they still here? Help me understand that.
And it's sad because we all have the same thing. We have they might be different colors, different color eyes, different color skin, but we all have the same thing. God was no respecter of persons when he made everything inside the body, and everyone is the same. He created it all. It's all the same. You got a heart, you got valves, you got veins, you got all these different things that work together to make you live. But for some reason, some of us think we're a little better than others because maybe he didn't use clay. Maybe he used ceramic. I don't know.
I'm gonna go with that.
They can't be molded. They can't, you know, they can't change. Well, so, we only can live this life and live it for ourselves, because when we stand before God, we're going to be by ourselves. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to have to explain why you didn't do nothing to nobody. You ain't got to tell Pook and them, look, this is why I didn't do it. You're going to be standing before God. And your mom and them, none of them going to be with you. The word of God is your guide to living this good, beautiful, lovely life that God has blessed us so with. And if you don't want to do it, well, hey, all I know is that the word of God says that to know first that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So if you worry about who wrote the Bible and all that, all of this stuff that you shouldn't even be worried about, all you need to do is serve God. God said just exalt him, praise him, love on him, call on him, reverence him, recognize that he's there, and serve him and believe in his son. That's all you can do. Hey, huh?
Look, Candace, mm-hmm. we might have been made for saran wrap. That's all I'm saying.
Saran wrap.
Yeah, we might have been made for saran wrap.
Saran wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It ain't.
That's all I'm saying. We might have been made for saran wrap. That's all I'm saying.
What you say?
Well, we might have been made for saran wrap. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. There's something about the name Jesus. Let's hear a little Kirk. Let's hear a little Kirk. I dare you. I need to hear some Jesus today. I need to hear Jesus all day. Think on him all day. Walk with him all day. If I could, I would. Yes, I should. And since he's in me, he's already there. Let's do this.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the
sweetest name I know. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name, said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Y'all, I'm telling you,
something about the
people that what you're talking about, and people don't even, and people that claim they don't like Jesus, they don't reverence Jesus. They first thing as soon as they get in trouble, they say Jesus. Lord have mercy, God, Jesus Christ, and they call out in vain. You know.
That's
a sweet name. It's a sweet name. What you talking about?
Oh, sweetest name I know.
Well, it don't get no sweeter.
It don't get no sweeter. No sweeter.
No sweeter, that's all.
That's all you got to say.
That's all I said, no sweeter.
Ebonically speaking. Anyway. Inspiration Corner right at you, right here with Minister Lois Candy Vernon, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Go ahead, have your business.
Boom! Let's give God a crazy praise up in this house. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Somebody needs to give God a crazy praise this evening. What did he bring you through this week, God? What did he protect you from? What miracle did he perform for you this past week? What obstacle did he bring you over? What circumstance should have took you under? But somebody needs to give God a crazy praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, forget not all his benefits. Yeah, yeah, woke me up this morning. Somebody said he started me on my way. I was able to use all my limbs. Early this week, and rarely do I testify in the inspirational corner, but I can't keep this to myself. Talking about being grateful for all of my limbs, I was washing dishes in the sink, and when I finished, I stuck my hand down in the garbage disposal, and my mind was so filled with all the things I needed to accomplish that evening, I mistakenly turned it on while my hand was still down in the disposal. When I realized that it was on, I felt excruciating pain. I snatched my hand quickly while calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, it's something about the name. I just knew my fingers had been severed. But I am a living witness today if you call on the name. Oh, he will shelter you from all harm. I looked at my hand and I expected to see no fingers. But God, because I called on the name, there is no bruise, no sweat, and all my fingers were intact. I begin to give God a crazy praise. I just want you to take just a minute and think on something that God has done for you and give him 30 seconds of a crazy praise up in this house. Oh, my pastor used to tell me, thank you makes room for more. The more you praise God, the more he gives you. We are his children and the sheep of his pasture. So God will take care of his sheep, for he is the shepherd. And David said, I shall not want. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? What a mighty God we serve. Forgiveth all mine iniquities? I had a host of them. And he forgave all my sins. Then he healed all my diseases, known and unknown. Some of us had diseases that we didn't even know we had. God came in and made us a new creature. Old things passed away. That disease had to die. But because we have learned how to give God a crazy praise, our daddy has lifted the burden. Our daddy has made a way out of no way. Our daddy has came to our rescue and saved us from the fiery furnace of hell, who redeemed our life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. You feeling tired, anxious, lifeless, slow? I dare you to give God a crazy praise. He will renew you like the eagle. He will lift you up and give you strength to carry on. My God is able. He would do just what he said he would do. Second Peter said the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. We need to learn to give God a crazy praise. Now, God has laid this on my heart to do this at the end of every sermon. It's the prayer of salvation. And it comes from Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you have strayed away from God, now is the time that you come on back home. Come on. God still loves you. He never stopped. Pray this prayer with me. Come on, pray. Oh, God in heaven, I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I've lived. I need your forgiveness. I believe with all my heart that Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for my sins. He died and was raised from the dead. I receive your word, and I repent of sin. I give up my past. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. If you just said this prayer, and you meant it with all your heart, and you repented of your sins, we believe you just got saved, and you're born again. Go get into a Bible-based church and study God's word so he can direct your path. Now, through his word, truly, you have the keys to your destiny. Now, give God a crazy praise and watch him bless every area of your life. This is Minister Cannon with the Inspirational Corner, giving God a crazy praise.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is we talking about? We talking about giving God a crazy praise. So call me crazy, Aaliyah Franklin. Call me crazy.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy. He believes in me. I believe in him. Faith in what I cannot see. Used to chase the temporary things that I could see. Couldn't see that everything I wanted wasn't the love you had for me. Until one day you picked me up, gave me something to believe. Now I'm free to love what I can't see. So let them call me crazy.
Call me crazy.
Loving what I cannot see.
Loving what I cannot see.
From this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
See, he's trying to be funny, but he's making me laugh on the air like this. I'm trying to imagine you sitting on a block of ice in the middle of your house.
I can see it. I can see it.
How long, Lord, is this going to be? How long? Just how long?
Hey.
We're going to take it on out today. I tell you, we got to wait. God's going to show up, okay? He's going to show up. He's going to show up, and he's going to show out, and you're going to be cool, okay? Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make it. You know, what's the songwriter said? It won't always be like this. God will have perfected.
Nice like this. Nice like this.
Sooner or later, it's turning my face. It's turning around for me.
There you go. There you go. Well, we're gonna play a little God of People show up and show out. We want that to get across to the enemy that you gonna get this blessed today with some AC. What? There you go. Are you standing in agreement with us, Minister CC?
Yes, 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 sir.
What about you, Minister Lowe?
I am in the house. I'm all right.
Okay.
Hey, God, right. Still dealing with
ladies and gentlemen, all our listeners out there standing in agreement with us that Minister D, get that AC fixed. Everything going to be cool. God going to show up and show out, and we going to be out today, right now. God bless everyone. Thank you for coming and joining us. We're going on out with show up. Show out. That's what he gonna do.
God will. God was at it.